The future of a plan to bolster special education in MPS is in question after cuts by the Trump administration. Since last fall, UW-Madison has offered a residency program for special education teachers. It promises both a master's degree and a stipend. The program is designed to provide a direct pipeline to MPS, where the graduates agree to work for at least 3 years. It's a unique solution to solving the teacher vacancy crisis, which is often most prominent in special education. But the funding for stipends was cut earlier this year when the Trump administration slashed the Department of Education's grant programs. WUWM education reporter Catherine Kogel found out how the program and the MPS students it hopes to serve are finding their way forward.
It was a perfect fit for John Carlos Sanger. He was 30 years old and looking to go back to school to pursue his true passion for special education. But he couldn't put his life on hold to become a teacher, nor could he put a pause on his bills. Enter UW-Madison's Special Education Teacher Residency Program. It pays master's level students a stipend. It's about $55,000 a year while they're placed in a Milwaukee Public Schools classroom to partner with a mentor teacher.
I work at the high school level, so that means I'm in freshman through senior year. I'm doing all subjects, so you can have an idea of what that day might bring, but you will not understand the hurdles and the roadblocks that your students are going to have, and that's your job, is to be the guide on the side to get them through that.
The year-long program was designed to produce 3 cohorts of students over 3 years for a total of 36 licensed special education teachers. The most important part of the program is that the graduates need to commit to work for MPS for at least 3 years. And that was a perfect fit for Michael Harris, the chief of school administration for MPS, which is in desperate need of more special education teachers.
I believe my current numbers, I still have at least 60 vacancies. That cuts my vacancies in half. That reduces the caseload for so many of my special education teachers that are so committed and dedicated to doing the work, but they are overworked.
The first cohort of 10 students will complete the program this summer, but a seismic shift in federal government grant funding by the Trump administration has thrown the entire residency program's future into doubt. Program Director Dr. Kimber Wilkerson at UW-Madison learned about that threat when she opened her work email at 10 p.m. on February 12th. She noticed an urgent message from the Department of Education. She says it looks like a boilerplate message with nearly no details about her program or its performance. Then, at the end, it said,
as of that day, February 12th, the day that was just ending, that as of that day, the grant was terminated. So, of course, that is disruptive, and it sends a little panic because there are lots of people whose livelihood is dependent on the grant. And so it just threw us into sort of damage control very quickly.
The Trump administration made huge slashes to the National Teacher Quality Partnerships Program, which funds training programs like UW-Madison's. Wilkerson says a brief section of the grant application process asks directors how their program will diversify the teaching workforce. That may have raised red flags for Trump administration officials looking to root out DEI. But that question was answered by almost every applicant seeking a teacher quality partnership grant, she says.
We didn't pitch this as a, we're going to diversify the teacher workforce. That's our project. Our project was to prepare special educators, and then we addressed how does this contribute to diversifying the teacher workforce.
A judge in Massachusetts has put a temporary stop to the Trump administration's actions that cut programs like UW-Madison's in 8 states. But that temporary order expires this week, leaving everyone in limbo. And that has a direct impact on students. John Carlos Sanger is the student hoping to graduate with a master's degree this spring and begin teaching at MPS in fall.
I don't see how this helps students who are in wheelchairs or are blind or deaf or have autism or have learning disabilities. How does this service them? And if they're not being serviced, do you think they just go away?
He adds that the Trump administration is failing students and teachers with such indiscriminate cuts.
What I would like is for the government to remember its job, which is to help facilitate serving its people. And that's what I do, and that's what I want to do for a living.
For now, the program is cautiously admitting its second set of students for next year, and the current residents working in MPS still have their funding. Come next week, who knows? Catherine Kogel, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.